USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Target stores get pretty busy on Saturdays, and they get even busier right before Father's Day. So, there were a lot of frustrated people when suddenly the cash registers stopped working correctly. Target says there was an internal technical glitch that stopped shoppers cold for about 2 hours across the country. WBBM reporter Jim Goodis.
Carol Moore was shopping at the Target. She said it was clear something wasn't quite right as soon as she walked in and saw long lines at the registers.
They said their global system was down, so it was affecting all the Targets in the area, I guess.
But by the time she was done shopping about 90 minutes later, the registers were working properly and the long lines were gone. Moore and other customers said Target employees made sure customers knew what was happening and kept them posted until the situation was resolved.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A reversal in Hong Kong. Chief Executive Carrie Lam.
The government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise, restart our communication with all sectors of society, do more explanation work, and listen to different views of society.
She says she consulted with superiors in Beijing, then suspended the proposal to allow extraditions to China. Amid violent protests, the bill covered Hong Kong's 7 million residents, as well as Chinese and foreign nationals in the city. A shooting has resulted in one death at a Costco in Corona, California. A gunman opened fire inside the store during an argument. Three people were also wounded.
A white guy with a mohawk, another guy, a lady, and a little kid, and apparently they were having words, and he just pulled his gun out and started shooting.
At least six rounds were fired. The gunman was arrested at the store southeast of Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The State Department is reporting they have proof that Iran was responsible for the attacks on two Japanese oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. John Clemens reports.
The attacks occurred in the Gulf of Oman, leading into the tiny passage of the Strait of Hormuz, often called the world's most critical oil choke point. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us our gasoline prices will increase if the attacks continue.
If the Strait of Hormuz becomes more disrupted, it's obviously a key waterway connecting oil to the rest of the globe. And I'm sure it's in the interest of the United States to keep these attacks to a minimum, if not completely disrupt them.
I'm John Clemens.
There's a new report about the future of meat. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The global consulting firm A.T. Kearney is predicting that most meat products won't come from actual animals by the year 2040, that 60% of meat by then will be grown in vats or made from plant-based products. The report estimates more than a third of all meat will be cultured, and about 25% will be vegan replacements. It concludes that the global demand for meat products will prompt the transformation to a more sustainable system than the slaughtering of animals, and it notes the growing trend towards vegetarian and vegan lifestyles. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.